This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, Josh has a dream about his strip club, and the gang decides what it's going to be called and what'll be in there. Right after this classic Bob and Tom moment.
Have you ever had what we would call a job?
I had a couple. I was a music clerk in a bookstore for a while, which was a good job, but it led also to my only gay date ever.
Gay date?
Oh, please.
Well, yeah. I didn't know. Like, it was just some dude I worked with, and he goes, you want to come over for dinner? And I didn't think anything was that, you know, weird about that. So he brings me over and he makes me this chicken.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And he goes, yeah. Thanks for coming over. And I go, oh, it was a really wonderful chicken. He goes, you know, it'd be more wonderful.
What would that be?
He goes, if I get a little kiss before you leave. this completely happened.
You know what?
Well, no, I was horribly upset.
Shut up. That would be more wonderful. I think that would be a nice time.
Uh-huh. So
so that's how they do it, huh?
Well, he didn't. That's all. He just made me chicken. He didn't get me liquored up or anything. I
mean, you know what they say,
chick. He thought I was gay, but he thought I was easy.
You know what they say.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Meantime, in case you were thinking of climbing Mount Everest next year, some cryptocurrency company has buried $50,000 up there. How on earth are they going to?
Ridiculous.
Won't the wind move it, or who knows?
Well, it's in a crypto wallet, which means it could be nothing. It could be.
Well, cryptocurrency could be worthless too,
yeah,
in a couple of years. But one of the Sherpas died apparently in the process of doing this promotional stunt.
Now he's presumed dead. He didn't come back, but we think he took the money and ran.
Yeah, we think he went skied down the other side and he's in Tahiti now with $50,000.
Exactly.
If I was a Sherpa,
mm-hmm, yes,
I'd fake my own death, like, a lot, you know? I mean, come on.
How can you do it a lot?
Well, I mean,
I imagine Sherpas have a lot of frozen assets.
They do that stuff.
Oh,
it's cold up there.
I'm kind of laughing at that.
Yeah. What was that book?
They put the ladders up there, you know. Those Sherpas are badass.
Oh,
Into Thin Air.
I've read that book twice.
It's a great book, yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's another Simpsons episode, the two Sherpas. Homer wants to climb Mount Springfield. And then the Sherpas end up carrying him up to the top. Oh. And one Sherpa says to the other one in Nepalese or whatever they speak, I dreamt of your death last night. And the other Sherpa says, stop saying that. Okay. See, they were fighting.
Talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Talking to
I
each
had a dream last night. I opened up my own strip club.
Oh, really? What was it called?
I don't know. I didn't have a name.
Had a strip club, what would you call it?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a good question.
No?
Just Josh?
But some buddies and I decided we were going to build our own strip club, and it was in like this weird old warehouse.
Wow, are you going to get into human trafficking too?
No, the girls were, they willingly wanted to be dancers.
There are girls that like to dance, Tom.
There are.
And when the girls weren't stripping, they were stealing these jewels from the Met Gala. And, oh my gosh, there's Katie Holmes.
I like Katie Holmes.
So let's get back to this. So what,
Kim Kardashian was in it. Is that what pissed you off?
Oh, God.
What do you think of that? Now are you on my side, buddy?
Was she legislating in Washington to
save
the world?
That was a cameo.
So I'm sorry, Josh. You want to have your own strip club?
No, it was just a dream I had. And we were like, man, we're going to lose money for a while here. Because my buddy was like, we should be turning a profit already. And I was like, no, this is going to take a little bit.
You were making in-depth business decisions.
Yes.
Was your buddy...
Even his dreams are reasonable. I love it. No.
Was your buddy was spending all the profits on getting more lap dances?
No, he was. Not enough people were showing up. And we were like, we haven't done any advertising. We don't even have our sign outside yet.
You don't have a
name
yet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. How did the name not come up? Boobapalooza. I wish we had a...
Do you have a free breakfast buffet waiting and willing?
I'll bet you'd have good desserts at your Chinese buffet.
Yeah, if I were to make a Chinese buffet.
He doesn't have a Chinese buffet. It's a strip club.
Yeah.
With a Chinese buffet.
Maybe that's how you turn a profit. You team up with a Chinese buffet and have the two-for-one special.
Oh, now we have the...
I have been to a strip club buffet.
Tommy
Jonigan and I enjoyed a nice...
No. Wait. Slow down.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. Couldn't possibly go to a strip club if they weren't serving food.
What are you saying? How long do I have to sit here before I get a meal?
Nothing like, how about calling it chopsticks in an erection?
No.
Not subtle whatsoever.
Okay, sorry. How about calling it frustrations?
Yeah.
That's an interesting dream. Did you see the women in your dreams? Were they stripping for you in the dream?
No, they were stripping for clients. And
was it at all erotic, or was it all numbers and business?
No, and we had like this different sort of model, like where it was like first you could. Like, they didn't just strip, but it was actually like a dance floor where you could dance with them as well. Like, and then you could get, then they would strip for you.
Were they totally nude?
They weren't in the dream. They were only allowed to wear very skimpy bikinis. So
it sounds like a dream my accountant would tell me about. The least erotic dream with naked women in history.
No, it was more of a, I'm telling you, it was more of a.
I don't think you know what dreams are.
It was more of a business dream than it was about the women.
Dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because he and I, my buddy and I were like, well, look, we're not going to date any of these girls. We can't. This is our, we're trying to make money here.
It's your family.
Did you have the 6-foot rule?
What's that?
You have to stay six feet from the dancers?
Yeah, there's in some states you have to stay six feet from the dancers.
I'm used to East St. Louis strip clubs where that's not a rule at all.
Oh, sorry. Really.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, in St. Louis, you can get close enough for the crabs to jump on you?
Ew.
Yeah.
Didn't you go that night?
God, no.
They climb all over you like a monkey bar. Come on.
We went there after a show one time.
Don't you remember that night that we were all waiting for the bus and John Fox's girlfriend took a swing at me?
Yep, I remember that.
I was standing right there, and I knew at the time I was watching
history.
Was
that in St. Louis?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And we're trying to get everybody in the bus. We had to get going.
Did she think you were being bossy or rude, or what did you...
She was an airhead moron. Obviously, she was dating John Fox, so let's start there.
She had the stupidest shoes on. That's what I remember. Some weird, awful
shoes. She was really tall, is what I remember,
shoes.
Wasn't she? Tall and blonde.
Not going to make it as a boxer. I ducked, and that was the end of that one.
Oh, wow. Tom won the round. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, we're getting suggestions for Josh's strip club.
Yes.
Now, really?
Strip club name.
Does this include the Chinese buffet?
No, it just says call the club Christie's.
Christie's? Wait a minute.
You know what? That's not a bad name for a strip club.
There you go.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
It's not funny or interesting, though.
Well.
It doesn't
have to be. I think he's trying to be practical. He's trying to help. He wants Josh to open a strip club.
And I think he's a fan of Christie Lee's and wouldn't mind thinking.
Sweet.
You can strip once a month.
This wasn't her dream. Now, it would have been really sick if the name of the strip club was like the same as
Josh's mom's.
Oh my God.
Come on in to Cindy's.
Cindy's.
Yeah. Named it after my own mother.
See, now we're talking. Now if there's any psychiatrist in their car, they're going, now that's a dream I can handle.
That's a dream you can sink your teeth into.
Yeah, that's right from the textbooks. So you named a strip club after your mom, huh?
Cindy's. That sounds like the sweetest strip club ever. Let's go to Cindy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It sounds like
brownies.
Like some kind of Savannah, Georgia restaurant.
You could use Cindy.
That's famous for their pies or something.
You could use Cindy Bear, Yogi Bear's girlfriend, as the
Cindy
logo.
I've got a feeling Hanna-Barbera might not.
Well, we'd make it just different enough to avoid litigation, but still.
How about calling it the 10-foot pole?
Oh. Hmm.
And then you
can't
touch it with a 10-foot pole?
No, no. Then you have 10-foot high poles that the girls dance with, and then after you sober up, you realize that you, a wise man, wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, here. You want funny?
Oh, wait a minute. I got it. This is so obvious. Josh's strip club. Maybe you have the same idea. 69.
Oh.
69. There has to be a strip club called 69 out there.
Or even like Exit 69 or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, Exit 69.
Or you go with your idea from earlier today, Backdraft.
Backdoor draft. Mm-hmm. What's the one you've
only
got?
Only go in the back door when you get to the strip club.
Look at it. Chick knows he's got an ace up his sleeve. Look
Chopsticks. Enjoy our tuna spread.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't. You know what? That's my fault. I went. He said he had something, and you ignored him. And I went, no. Chick said he had something.
I knew exactly what I had.
You knew you had nothing.
at best, incredibly awful.
You're a great poker player.
Now, to build a joke here, though, you want to have something involving the Chinese buffet and the strip club.
That's why Chopsticks is still in play, I think. Right? Chopsticks? Why not?
Well, something involving a Chinese restaurant. What other? They
strip
have
club
fortune,
eight?
Fortune cookies.
Fortune nookie?
Yeah, we're still in the lukewarm waters of the unfunny.
In these shallow waters.
I'm just throwing things out. If it falls to the ground, fine.
How about the naked buffet?
There you go.
Oh, how about the horniest thing I've ever done?
That's pretty good. How about
that could be a new feature.
I've got it.
What is it?
The buff A.
Oh.
Or why change it? Call the strip club the fattest thing ever.
I don't think that's going to draw many.
There's
honeys.
Certain tastes.
Yeah. Certainly.
All right. The buff A did not get what it deserved.
Dessert, nothing.
Really?
Nothing, Tom.
How are you going to spell it?
You almost sneered at tuna spread. Okay.
Isn't there a restaurant called Naked Chopsticks?
Maybe? Yes.
Okay,
is.
Yeah.
So
that's already taken.
Yeah, nude.
Do you think anybody goes in there and goes,
How about tux?
Where's women?
How about tux?
Tux? That's a thing you use on your bottom.
Oh. all the dancers have piles?
Tux are, it's a hemorrhoids pad, isn't
piles
it?
That's
of
what
fun.
They give you after you have a baby.
Piles of
tux.
Fun.
Piles of piles.
I was thinking something else.
Tux are the what now?
They're like medicated a medicated
pads.
Pad that they give
hemorrhoid
you after
pads?
You have, yeah. Or after you have a baby.
I was thinking about tucking. You know the...
Buffalo Bill style?
Yeah.
Tucking a buck. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Tuck a buck?
Oh, tuck a buck into their G-string?
Yeah. Tucks a buck? Yeah, I guess... Yeah, if you tux a tuck.
if you tuck a tux.
No.
Hey, come over here, honey. Yeah, looks like you need a little lubricating pad up in there.
Oh, my God.
And here's a $5 bill for your service. General Hose... General Hose Chicken.
Now you're insinuating that your girls are hoes. That's not.
Yeah,
good.
Don't want to do that.
No.
But see, the General So. You know,
we got
TSO.
It. We got it. Yeah.
We understand.
My God, did we get it?
How do you pronounce that? Isn't it
So?
General So.
No, well, you don't have to hit that.
You just pronounce it General So.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to hit the T.
No. Not okay. necessary.
I'll say sorry.
No, the T is silent like in pterodactyl.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute.
That's a P. That's P as in pneumonia. I'm sorry. So Josh, once again, or if you're just joining us, Josh had a dream that he and his buddies started a strip club.
Worst dream ever.
Oh, I got it.
Uh-oh.
This is it.
All right. He's already laughing. He's already...
So that's why we're trying to name it.
Okay. Because it's going to have a Chinese buffet in it.
Yeah.
You want to go with kind of an Asian name. How about... the Wong Hole.
What?
Look at him.
I know.
There goes his head. It's turning crimson.
Quite
red
butt
as
joke.
I've ever seen the Wong Hole.
What mean Wong Hole? It's the classic punchline of a golf joke. Remember that joke?
Well, your stance is too wide.
What mean Wong Hole? Never mind.
There are reasons.
There has to be a bar called the Wong Hole at some country club, based on that. You know the joke, Christy?
I don't.
Okay, I can't tell you in the air. It's an old classic involving a misunderstanding in international golfing, with some language
issues.
Language issues, yes. Mm-hmm. It's quite a sophisticated joke.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah, it's very sophisticated.
That incorporates,
if it's anything, it's
that incorporates the difficulties of corporate communication and sodomy with one of your friends' wives. Wow. No. All nude girls and dim sum?
All right, tell Terhune to leave us alone.
Yeah.
Do you like the dim sum? Okay. Dim sum chicks?
Dim sum.
Yes. Dim sum chicks about to get it. Is that how it ends?
Dim sum.
That's his favorite punchline.
That is
dim sum jugs. Hey, dim sum jugs.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Hey, you've been to dim sum jugs?
So there's so much going wrong right now.
Hang on. You need to back it off a little bit.
You need to top heavy
like
Tracy.
My southern gentleman.
We're all going to jail at least.
Yeah, where is your strip club, by the way? Is it going to be like small town America, or are you going for a city?
I don't know. In the dream,
these,
I don't know.
Were these real friends of yours in the dream?
Yeah, the one I haven't spoken to in a long time, but we were buddies in high school.
Ooh. Wow. Better call him today.
I don't even have some.
So
find him on Facebook.
Let's not get carried away.
By the way, what a great phone call that would be. Hey, Jim, listen, I know we haven't talked in 27 years. I had this dream last night. Click. You and I were running a strip club. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it was not an erotic dream. It was very business-oriented. We were pretty convinced we could eventually.
I like the Chinese buffet, though, in the strip club, and then you could have, like, themed dishes. Like, you could have the Chuck Berry poo-poo platter.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Chuck Berry was
man of certain taste.
Let's cop
reveal. Oh, really?
Yes.
Enjoyed.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Well, he was busted with cameras and
didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Chuck had a. There's a whole. Actually, we discussed it with Mick Jagger of all people on the show once.
Oh my God.
Nothing like having Mick go. Oh, you mean the coprophilia?
Why were we talking about that with Mick Jagger?
I brought it up. I thought it was funny.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
We get a chance to talk to Mick Jagger.
To talk about that.
We've talked to Mick on a few occasions. I like Mick.
Oh.
He and I have a lot in common. Lots of kids.
Oh, yeah, you're both male.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever made out with David Bowie?
I didn't do that. Sorry. Anyway, so Josh, this sounds like an exciting dream. I'm very excited about this. Let's see if we can get some more. We're trying to name a strip. Now, let me get this. So the strip club, if I'm not mistaken, has a Chinese buffet.
Yes.
With
how about sweet and sour porkies? No.
Okay. Or sweet and sour porking.
But it's got to be the name of a place, not an act.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Crabs Rangoon.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, no.
No, no one's going to come there.
Have you had the Crabs Rangoon at Wong Hole? I went to Wong Hole, got Crabs Rangoon. Delicious.
Then you're insinuating your girls have it, and that's
right,
that's
right.
Not helpful.
I was going for a joke more than I was actual logic. Or.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your entire dream was business-oriented, so we're trying to assist you. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Well, I think we're doing a pretty good job.
This is why I don't own a gun.
Doesn't Poon Tang sound kind of like an Asian restaurant? Poon Tang Charlie's?
Where we can... Can you imagine if there was a place called Poon Tang Charlie's? My God. Yo, chick, you're right to throw your headphones off.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
And they would also do pedicures, naked pedicures at Poon Tang Charlie's.
No.
Okay, sorry.
You know whose fault this is? Roy Woods.
It is. Why is he not calling?
I don't know. I'm texting him. He's not waking up.
Of all the people and all the gin joints in all the world.
We've been stalling. Waiting for Roy to call. There may be a problem with the phone line.
Yeah, I guess he's going to have to wait and call us later
Or his alarm clock.
Or maybe he went, wait a minute. I'm on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
I don't have to call it
I don't
anymore.
Have to call a show that talks about Poontang Charlie.
Okay. I like Wong Hole.
Of course.
We know you do.
Yes, we know you love
the Wong Hole.
Classic joke. Leave happy family home. Come to Wong Hole. Get Crabs Rangoon.
Ew.
Sorry.
Crabs Rangoon sounds like the... The madam of the place?
Yes.
I'd like to procure a couple girls, please.
That's a Bond girl.
You must talk to Crabs Rangoon. She comes out. And this.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah. What are you looking for, mister? Yeah.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom Extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.